Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Psychic Jethro, and this is Psychic's Gone Wild, and you just got to hear Keith Evans and our really good friend Woody. We've all been talking about his new single. It's I Gotcha. Wasn't that excellent? Man, it's just all day I've been listening to it, working with it, having it sent out. I've had a lot of friends talking to me. You guys that listen to these shows, remember to buy this CDs. That's how you help all of us. That's how we help you. And, you know, I know a lot of you guys through the last couple months have heard Woody over the radio, and I just am so excited. I want to thank our friend, and that is Rockin'. He gave us permission today, and him and Keith Evans. So looking for I Gotcha, and make sure you guys get on there and get it through iTunes and all the ways that you can get it. Going in tonight, this is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we're going to get wild. We have a lot of calls, and we have an hour to do it in. So, guys, please do me a favor. Limit it down to one question. You know that it's going to be our lovely psychic Dina, who is doing a lot of classes, working, and just being Dina. Dina's phenomenal, and Psychic Jethro. So we're together are going to be helping you. We have a lot of room in the chat chat room. So those of you who are writing in, always remember to please, you know, enjoy yourself, and that's what we want. I have got a little bit of announcements. I'll make it real quick, but we have a really great Christmas basket. Those of you who are going into Psychics Wild, keep putting in those submissions. We have a lot of people that are emailing me at psychicjethro@awl.com. That counts too. Make sure you get in that either way and say, I want in for the Christmas basket, because all emails are going in. We will be giving a prize away Friday night here at one more time, our third prize. We've had two winners. We've had Mary Goodman. We've had Jim Jacobs. And we're going to turn around and have a third winner here Friday night. Stay tuned. Enjoy the fun. And here we go. We are going to be respectfully having Mr. Keith Evans on our site of Psychics Gone Wild. This is our musician site. We have artists. We have other featured people. We look and encourage all of you who do help our people on Blog Talk Radio, and thank you guys for all of the help you do with us. Send them to me for Psychics. I send them to you for music. Keith and Woody, you really rocked with that song. And another person that got nominated and we're looking at is Linda Irwin. We need to talk to her. Those of you who know, get into the Christmas baskets. There's going to be a lot of books, gifts, and we just had some new, beautiful healing jewelry that will be added, and I will be talking about more as we go into it. Well, obviously it's that time to talk really with our people on the phone, and I want to say our people, but our fans and friends. How are you, 814? How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm having one of those nights. I laugh you. We were trying to get going, and they're holding on Dina, and the weather's going wild in Florida, and I thought, well, I'll just... Sounds like you got the monsters going on behind you. It's like, and I just decide tonight we're just going to go through. I apologize, we can't only give one question, but if you've got something you'd like to have me answer?
Yes, I do. I wanted to see if you see a career change for me for a different job.
Okay. And I'm going to have your guides give me permission if you'll give me your first name over the radio.
Yes, Amy.
Amy, I do see that the guides are telling me there is some other work and another job. I also feel there's some other energy happening for you right now, that you have been in a, you're in a situation there I feel that's very uncomfortable. I'm feeling like you're financially not only needing another job, but it's time. There's something else going on here. There's some other finances that have come to play.
Yes.
What I'm feeling, Amy, I'm having the guides show me. This is the thing we really make sure you get with me on psychicjethro@awl.com and ask for the abundance prayer. I'm having a lot of people that we send that to, and a lot of our clients and fans. And one thing I feel with you is, Amy, you are stressing on not, it isn't just finances that are hitting you there. It seems like there's some other situations. They're telling me that you have been working on having some other involvement. I feel like you've got somebody else that's not pulling their weight. There's something going on here in relationship. You need some other people to help. The guides are telling me you're carrying some of the other burden, or something's got to change there. It's really, I keep feeling like you've got someone else's. I think what they're telling me is that you've got too much of it. There's got to be a little help, and I'm not seeing it coming from anything else. It seems like the financials are just compiled there or something for you. That's what they're showing me. I'm trying to get them. And Amy, I'm going to have you just talk to me just a few minutes. Sometimes the guides, and I apologize, this is one of those nights that we've got a lot of energy and interference. So what I'm doing is I want you to just give me your date of birth, something general here to see what timing-wise, when this career and when it's going to change. Because they're telling me it's going to change, but it seems like you've been trying to get it to change for a little while here.
Yeah, July 20th, 71 is my birthday.
Okay. Oh, yeah. See, you've got one of those cusp birthdays. This is one of the. This is an energy that, for all of us readers and stuff, and bear with me as my students and stuff that's calling in. This is where the energy really is strong, because what you've got, Amy, is you've got a diversity when you have a cusp birthday. You have both signs close to around the 20th. Anybody from a 19th to the 22nd birthday, sometimes a 23rd. And what's happening here, Amy, and what the guides are telling me, is you've got some. I feel like you've put some feelers out there into the career and nothing's coming through. What I feel like is happening is that it's a very slow motion right now. I feel like the energy and the tide and the working with you is beginning to work with you in a way that is not being able to get everything together in a pace that's comfortable. And I'm having a little bit of trouble, Amy, picking up. The guides keep telling me that the career is going to change, but I feel like you've put in some other applications, and they keep showing me that the job you've had, or I want to say had, but you still are working.
Yeah. It's been a rough place.
It's very rough. It's pulling
energy from. They passed me over like several times. They've had me doing the same. They had me doing the job for a while. And then they passed me over, and then the guy left, and then they didn't put me back in the job. And then, you know, I felt like they were trying to get rid of me, and then they finally came to me last week, and it's like too late to, you know, and they said, well, you should have applied for the job again. And I'm like, you know what, you've taken advantage of me for, like, over a year again, and, you know, it's too late now. It's like I've, like, closed the chapter of this place, you know, where I've been working at, you know, it's like...
I can feel it, and I can also feel that what also came to play there is you're going through some other work here in energy, and what I've got here, Amy, that and the guides are telling me with you is that it seems like no matter how you look there, and what I was trying to pick up with them is they're showing me that that's what they're talking about, the different parts. I see you going somewhere, putting in again, and I do see it, you're good at what you do. It's just the companies. That's what I want to say, and I feel a little sickening to my stomach because as I start to go into the other part of the work there, it looks like you're not getting any of the other people. It seems like everything that you go to say or do seems to be another stress again with you, that this job has taken energy from you. That's why it's taken me so long, and I apologize tonight to get through the energies and see where it is, but the guides are telling me that you've also had to work with some other people and some other things that you wanted to take off, and one of those is that you would love to have yourself working what you're doing, and the guides are also doing some of this and allowing some of this with you. They're wanting you to do a little bit of an exchange because I feel like you've got more marketing and business, and there's some other things that are going on with you. You have a lot more networking, people skills. There's some other stuff with your angel that the guides are just saying, this is what would also do to help you. You've got me. You've got a good one here, Amy, because what I keep seeing is that you asked when, and I every time I go to do it, I'm looking, and they're telling me that it's still a little bit longer. Unfortunately, this is sad. This job is not only not looking you over, but I feel like they've been financially, like they've done other things with you, too, to hurt you, where they could have given you more of a raise. There's some other stuff they're doing there that's just flat underhanded to you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Yes.
Oh my goodness, and I'll tell you what the free will I'm going to do is get a hold of me with the abundance one, because this isn't karma. This is not like you would do this in this life. It's like that the angels are talking to me about. They want you to do the energy, and they said you're going to find some other work, but you also have some other abilities on your own that you should be promoting too. That you're able to do some other financial things, and this job leaves you so tired. You're just like, let's just get another week. Let's get through another week.
Yeah. And then I put in for a school district that I really thought I had the job, and then I don't know what happened. It's in the school district where I live, and I don't know what happened. If somebody came in at the last minute and took the job away, you know, like somebody was better qualified, like had school district experience, because right after that another job got posted in the newspaper, like immediately after that. So I don't know if that person... You know what I mean? Like from the school district, the other school districts that's posted now got the job. So I'm putting in now for that job that's now open, you know, that isn't in where I live at. It's a little bit farther away from where I live, but I'm still applying for it. So I'm wondering if that person, if she got the job, because I did research on it, if she got the job that I went for.
Ah, because every time I look and see with the applications, that's where they kept just showing me. They didn't show me you had something, but they showed me you'd put them in. And I do feel that this is a place that you need to be doing some protection, some abundance prayers. And I see you've got to keep your own counsel. You don't really deal with a lot of people there anyway, because that you've realized the way they treat you. And what I feel is that this is, you know, you're like in a group of... like horrible energies of people who are just, they don't care about anybody themselves. They're not being honest, and they actually didn't realize and value when they started doing this to you before, they thought that it was kind of like a political thing there. You didn't patty cake the right person or something. They keep showing me that you were trying to be nice and professional, and they wanted you to really put extra time into some socializing, and you ousted somebody who is a up above you, who really just likes to be catered to and treated better, and it's a shame because it's not the way it should be. And they're telling me that eventually you're going to get out of this, but I do unfortunately see you there a couple more months. And I would like to do, so like I said, some prayers with you on Angel. I'll send you the abundance prayer, because what's happened is you've got yourself in a set cycle, and they're not wanting to let you go, but they're like that. I feel like when you put out of the jobs, I don't think that they're, if people even contact, I don't think they're really being, you know what I mean? They're like, there's something they've got there. I don't understand what, but it's like, you know, by law they can't really say a bad employee unless they have evidence. And yet there's something they're doing there. You know, and that's what I feel. And I feel sad when you started to tell me about your life. I wanted to cry myself because I felt what the angels told me. They said you're able and capable of doing so much more. And that's what's got you. It's like the angels and you were working out, and you guys, I do see you getting a different district coming. And I'll tell you part of why you're going to get that, and the angels are telling me, is that they're going to pull you away from everything there, and you've got karma there. There's some things that where you're living that there's other stuff that you could enjoy and do in your life, and it's not fair what the angels are saying.
Okay.
You know, and it's like you two, and I say, and people go, what do you mean fair? What I'm saying is they're giving you diversity. They're saying, okay, we're here and we're loving you and we're watching you and we're trying to get you through this. And what's happening is because of this career, they love you and trying to get it through. So what I would do is that's what I would suggest. I have quite a few people that they end up in that situation you've got with different careers. I also see that there was karma between you and these people. I would do a little prayer and meditation to release all debts that you have and the angels and anything that is owed to you, release it. Everything's paid in full, and say, I've paid what karma, or see what you've got left. And that way you can go move on, because this is like a between a rock and a hard spot, and what it's doing is it's taking from you. It's making you sick. They're stressing.
Yeah.
Well, I hope I helped you. Thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. And, you know, please follow and put in for our Christmas basket. You need some positive in here. Maybe you'll win one. We'll send you some of these great books we have.
Okay. And what did you say your email again was, Jethro?
It's Psychic.
The Abundance Prayer?
Yes. It's Psychic Jethro. That's PSYCHICJETHRO. @AOL.com.
Okay. I will do that. Okay. Thank you, Jethro.
Thank you, and blessings to you. We are on the air tonight with Psychics Gone Wild. We're having fun and continuing on down. Those of you who have been enjoying the show, we want to welcome, and remember to always hit your right side so you can follow the show. I thank all of you fans who've been writing your support. Second year, I am in the top world psychics for Supernatural UFO Magazine and .com, and I want to thank all of you guys who put me there. It is a choice award, and it's through fans, and it's nice to be in the top psychics in the world. I want to thank you all who did that. And I want to thank you guys who put in the vote. We have a few others of our psychics gone wild up there too, and we're doing it. We're doing it, and we're enjoying it, and we're having fun. Going into the next part of the show, we're going into 224. You're next on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Hi. This is Jill.
Jill, it's good to hear from you. Did you love the song that was on tonight? Isn't that beautiful? That was from our Woody. He's been calling in too. You and him are our family and regulars, and we love you. Jill, I'm glad you called in, and I'm going to have you... word your question to me, those of you who know, and make sure you get in for our Christmas basket. I want you to win one of our Christmas baskets from Christmas Psychics Gone Wild if you believe in Christmas.
Okay, thank you.
So, Jill, we'll, you know, put you, and we welcome, and you know, I have you guys are putting in, sign in at psychicsgonewild.com, put your email in, get in for it, and then we will call out a winner every Friday night all the way through. So, Jill, give me your question, and it's good to hear from you.
Okay, my question is I finally did it where I wrote my sister a long email letter and let her know that I feel like she's dropping the ball on me and making me take responsibility for something, all of it, when she should be sharing it with me, and I told her I will no longer be the scapegoat. and pointed things out to her that I'm always responsible for everything, and she did come back with emails trying to make me responsible for everything. So what do you get?
I'm here, and I welcome you, and this is Psyche Jethro, and what I get is, as you know, I thank you, Jill, for, you know, you've become a very good friend and a person, and I get that you've had some stress with her doing some karma. Your sister is deliberately doing this. She also knows it hurts you. You were a good person. I did remember before when you were talking about with her and the energy, she was having this with you and your daughter. Am I correct? You have a daughter that she's, there seems to, yes. Every time I feel that energy, I feel your daughter and you, and I feel like you're the shield there. And I think that she's not kidding anybody. She's trying to unravel you. I feel like she's doing that. Like she's trying to get you to also be uptight, feel the energy, get in there, cause problems with you. I see that happening. And Jill, I see what I really see with you coming out of it is I see you stepping up, and I see this is going to be a growth for you. You know, you're a loved person. I told you before, you've got family here. We're your white spiritual family. You know, and I use that word, you know, with it, but blessed family or other terminologies you can use. What it means is we are here in the energy of doing that with a positive intent to you. And what I also feel for your energies, Jill, is that there's something else happening for you. There's something else that's causing some of this karma with her. And so what I would suggest is I'm glad you're on the right track. Even though she's being what she's being, you're unhooking her. She's like, I see her like a little kitty on the screen door going, rear, rear. And you're like, I'm not letting you in. You know, you could tear up the couch if I do.
I'm calling her out on everything, and I'm not letting her get away with it. Why did she do this? What is she getting out of it?
She's getting energy, and it is the difference. You know, love and hate walk hand in hand. The key to her is indifference. You know, you're not playing her game, and you know she's getting into this. And what's, you know, you've gotten into this. Now you're standing your ground. She expects you to kowtow. She wants you to look lower or weaker or some mental thing she's got, and you're doing the indifference. Keep doing the indifference and keep turning her over. I mean, this is something I can spiritually tell you as a reverend. I've had people do this exactly what I'm telling you with the ones that have this. You visualize her in your arms and you just keep visualizing you're taking her up and you're handing her over to the higher power. You feel and you walk up the seven light steps and you hand her over. You're going to feel a lot of energy, Jill. I feel you getting the buzz. You're getting what I'm feeling. You keep handing her over. At first, she's going to be this big ornery, you know, like she is there.
Yep.
You're going to hand her over. Pretty soon you're going to start to know she gets younger. And as she's doing it, it's what we call the psychology is your inner child. What we call it spiritually is getting back into your own enrichment of your own self and in your heart energy. And what you're going to be doing is you're going to be turning her over. And you're going to, one thing you're going to notice is all of a sudden it's going to come out of the blue. She's going to be just wah, 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 because she's not getting the energy off you. And you're just like, okay, handing her over. Everybody always said, you know, we always bless them. Well, you know, that's good. But this is a physical meditation. And you're going to laugh because you're going to see her go to where all of a sudden, as it keeps happening, and you just say it. I would go and I would talk with other people, and I've had problems, and I would say, I'm asking you, and I would just talk to the higher power. Say, I'm giving this over to you. I cannot take it anymore. I cannot handle this anymore. I need you. I want you. You are here in my life, and I turn it over. You visualize that person, hand her over to him, and you're going to feel, as you're talking to me, you're going to feel this energy, and what you're going to realize, Jill, is what's going to even come out of it, is spiritually, she is going to become back to the energy of what really started. And it started when you were younger. It started with the fact that no matter what you said and did, there's things that she believes you did to her. You know, you played in her fruit bowl when you weren't supposed to be there in the cereal morning. You did other things. People looked at you different. You know, Jill, you're a good person. When people would talk to you guys when you were kids, your sister would act different. People would treat her different. You know, she probably got in trouble a couple of times by your parents. All this silly stuff is she was the one that was spoiled. Now she wants you to continually spoil her. Well, let's turn it over and let the biggest father, let him spoil her. Because what he's going to do is he's going to teach her the lesson. And what will be good is that you're going to notice that I love what you're doing, Jill. I can feel you're getting stronger from the show, and I'm glad you came in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We've got our phenomenal guest on tonight, too, and I almost take over the show if you don't watch me. Dina, what are you getting tonight? And welcome aboard. Our Dina's here, Dina Flanagan.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Hi.
I've been listening to that, and what I feel is that like you're a higher energy vibration.
Yes.
And she's a lower energy vibration. And when that happens, and not in a derogatory sense, that's just energy. And what happens when the lower energy, the lower, they draw to the light being you, the higher vibration. And
right.
They draw to it to take from it, not necessarily always in a conscious way, but a subconscious way too. And she's also jealous. She's jealous of you and the fact that you are, you know what you want where you're going. You're more secure with yourself, in other words. And so she's jealous of that.
Yeah, I have more of a presence.
Yes, exactly. And so her lower vibration is drawing from your higher vibration to try to want some of that, I guess, is a way to put it. And that's what's happened. That's what I see happening when I hear you talk. I feel it. I feel she's. It's just a drawing, like she. And it's a jealousy mixed with that wanting your vibration.
Okay.
Yeah, and I agree with Jethro that what you have to, you just hand it over, and don't tie into it. Don't let it get to you. You know that keep your higher vibration, your light. Keep your light around you. It's beautiful light. And people will, and it won't be just her. It'll be other people that will try this, you know. So it's a lesson in that too for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Jillo. Good luck on that basket. Put in for it. Remember, at psychesgonewild.com, put in. It's the second or third line. It says put in for the Christmas basket, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, we're on the air. We're going wild. Those of you who listened in, we started the show out tonight with a very, very beautiful song by Keith Evans. And our friend Woody Fraser is very gifted and accomplished musician. And you guys got to hear the song, I Gotcha. It's just very phenomenal. And Dina, how are you doing up there in that wonderful Eastern Hemisphere?
I'm doing awesome. I am. The stars have been really beautiful lately, and the air has been nice and crisp and but yet a touch of warmth. It's been really good.
We have a couple of people. I know we've got a lot of your phone calls. I love you guys. We will see if me and Dina can do maybe a little longer tonight. I know we always start at 8 o'clock, and you got a lot of you coming in. I did have a lot of people emailing me. I know that you guys love us. We love you. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's getting busier every Wednesday. Dina, I have a couple questions real quick. We're going to do an email one. We were talking about healing last time when we left, and I have a lady who wrote us from actually from United Kingdom, and she's writing and asking, Gina, she does healing, and she keeps ending up getting this really strong burnt orange energy. She has worked with this friend of hers for a couple months on color energy, and she wants to know, she ends up doing this, and then it stays in the room for a while and around her. Do you have any thoughts on this, Gina?
Well, orange, of course, is your second chakra, and so, you know, is all about you. And so I feel like she's working in that level, but also a lot of times, if you notice, even when you do like aura photography or you see auras, a lot of orange comes up, a lot of orange. So it really, what she needs to do is look up about the second chakra and read about it and ask for it to move into the different, up to different chakras as well, and she'll see the colors change. As she does that, and it will work with that part of the body that she's working on. That burnt orange is just around her right now because that's the energy that she's needing herself, is what I'm feeling.
There you go, Edna, and thank you for writing us on Psychics Gone Wild, and thank you, Dina, for your answer. We know they've got quite a few, and I know the phones are full, and those of you who've been waiting and waiting for Dina, hang on, because you're going to be getting your chance. The 478, don't be late. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
Hi, Jethro. This is Debbie from Georgia.
Rockin', Debbie. Hey, you get to talk to our Dina Flanagan.
Yeah, I just
Hi,
wanted
Debbie.
To let you know. Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to let Jethro know. My sister had a reading with him, and what he told her about my niece's boyfriend turned out, like he said, that they'd break up, and my sister was happy about it. But I wanted to let Jethro know that did come true.
Thank you, Debbie. It has gone wild, and now I have one man in Georgia who really don't like me, so you're trying to get me beat up.
No, they live in Alabama.
Alabama.
It's a very good relationship anyway, so it worked out for the best.
Oh, good. And I'm teasing you, Debbie. I will tease. Everyone knows that Debbie is a good friend and a good client of mine. Thank you for calling. I want to make sure, like I told everyone, make sure, Debbie, that you get in on that Christmas basket. Put your name in there. We're having them do it, and we're doing a fair case picking. I have no idea. I leave all of it alone because of my gift. So it's going to be people from off the show and listeners, and we want to make sure. Lynn Andrews' book, Coming Full Circle, is one of the gifts. Poetry by Jan Drake Bakke. And now we have some healing jewelry by Kareen Jacobs from Pennsylvania is in the basket this time. So you've got to get in and you got to grab. We have a couple other artists that have made some books, and we've also got a CD by Linda Irwin that's signed this time.
Sounds great. Can I ask Deanne a question?
Mm-hmm. Please.
Sure.
Hey, my niece Julie came down to visit. We had early Thanksgiving, and I was going to find out if you see them moving back to Georgia with a new job.
Moving back to Georgia with a new job?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Okay. Where is she living now?
She lives in Knoxville, Tennessee.
In Tennessee. I don't feel like it's going to happen right now. I'm not getting that feeling, that sense that it's going to happen right now, but I feel like there's going to be some waiting, I guess, or some interruption is what I'm hearing, and then eventually that she'll be moving back. But there's going to be a time period or a time wait. So I don't know what you were thinking for a time frame, but I'm seeing a time waiting period is what I'm seeing.
Like next year, it would be more or less he's not happy with his job, so I'm hoping he can get a job where I live in Macon, Georgia.
Oh, right.
Or
yes, that's because I am saying, yeah, it's going to be a while. So, yes, but it's going to be a while. That's what I'm saying.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Debbie, and we're going right on. I'm getting a lot of beep beeps on you guys. I know we're running as we can. Hang on to me. Hang on to you. We're going through the group to 925. You're the lucky one that got on, and the phone lets you come in. How are you, 925?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Sahara. I actually just wanted to see if you guys could maybe help me or tell me who my spirit guides were and maybe get a message from them.
Oh, am I taking this one? Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm having a little technical, so I'm going to have to let you do it because you need to be aware. I'm sorry, Dean. I got a big lip, so I'm trying to be quiet.
So I see one main spirit guide that's with you is a female,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm feeling. And I feel like she's been with you for, oh gosh, at least 10 years now is what I'm seeing.
Really?
That's one of your main ones. Now, you also have a new one that came in, and that is a male, and that came in almost about a year ago. It helped you with some things you were going through a year ago. Is what I'm hearing. That there's a bunch of the bigger ones that are with you right now, but there's ones that come in and go out, and there's several angels around you.
Uh-huh.
And I also see a couple of passed on relatives that are with you too. But your actual spirit guides, the main one, it's like a group of people or an entourage of people that's around you right now. And what they're saying to you is to go ahead. I'm hearing go ahead with what you had planned. Go ahead with what you had planned. That's what they're saying. Don't be afraid. Go ahead with what you had planned is what one of them is saying to me right now. So you've got some fears around something right now that you have to decide. Is this true?
Fears?
Yeah, fears.
Well,
I'm feeling...
maybe probably like a career choice or like school maybe.
Right, you're letting fears get in the way of your decisions is what they're saying. And they're saying to go ahead with what you have planned. So I don't know what that's supposed to mean for you, but that's what they keep
mm-hmm.
telling me, to tell you to go ahead with what you had planned. Don't be afraid of it. Go forth. And that things are going to work out and be okay. In about 2 years, you're going to see the results, I guess is what they're
uh-huh.
saying. And it's a process. It's a slow process.
Right.
But you will see the results in about 2 years. And to trust. And when they're saying to trust, when things get bumpy, just keep going. That's the message
okay.
they're giving for you right now.
Do you know how maybe I could maybe even communicate to them or maybe get a name or something? Because I've wondered how I would do that because
do you know how to meditate?
I feel like I've tried it one time, and maybe uh-huh. I was just too much in my own head, and I didn't feel as if it was working. So, I mean...
Yeah, a lot of people, when they first start out meditating, that's what they say. They can't concentrate. It's not working. Well, how I do it is either morning or night, you can do it any time of the day, I get really do some deep breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And try to clear your head in through your nose, out through your mouth is what I do, at least 3 times, if not more. And then ask for your guides to come through to you and keep doing this until they do. And when you start to hear the slightest, any message, it might not be hearing, it might be seeing or feeling, you know, everybody
mm-hmm.
gets it differently, then let it, trust it, whatever it is that's coming through, and let it keep coming through and just trust the words that are being given to you. And then when you keep asking for their name or who it is, they might not say a name, they might just show you. Again, you know, it depends on how you see. And then eventually if you keep doing that and just trust what you're getting, it will start becoming more fluent.
Mm-hmm.
And it will just become natural.
Cool.
But the key is to trust what you're getting.
Right.
Mm. We're going to be thank you for calling in, and we're going to welcome everyone to make sure you follow on the right side button. We continually do. We are keeping it down to one question. I apologize tonight. We are having phones are going Lulu, and I don't know what else to call them again, but it always does an energy. Dina, we have quite a few callers. I know a lot of you guys were asking about the healing and the development. How do they get a hold of you? And those of you on psychicsgonewild.com can catch us there, and Dina's on there on our page, one of our very featured psychics, an excellent gifted person. But Dina, tell us on the phone for those who don't have a computer and just listen to us on the how they can get a hold of you if they want to get a healing, a reading, you know.
Well, you can call me at 207-752-1399. Or you can email me at essenceot at essenceot at aol.com or psychichealer11@gmail.com. And any one of those ways, I can get back to you and explain or whatever it is you need.
Thank you very much. And we're going into 360. What do you know, 360? You're on with me and Dina. Would you like to ask Dina a question?
Hi. Yes, that'd be great.
Hi.
My name's Lori, and I'm supposed to be moving in battle, and I'm wondering how you see that going.
You're supposed to be moving, is that what you said?
Yes, to Seattle.
And to Seattle?
Yeah, it's about an hour from where I live now.
And you're wondering how that's going to go?
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous. I'm really.
Is the move a few months out?
I guess probably near the end of December.
Yeah, a few months out. That's what I'm saying. Close to a few months out. I'm seeing it will be okay. You'll have to have a few adjustments to be made, and there's going to be a few snafus in the moving. But I feel like you'll be okay once you're there.
it's just getting there. You've got this anxiety around it, and there's parts of you that doesn't want to move. Is that true?
Right.
Yeah, because that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like there's a lot of, like, you're rebelling against it, almost like. Is it because of somebody else?
Yeah, because my son is back in town from the, you know, but he's not talking to me right now, and but I hate being, you know, away out of a different town than he's in.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, well, you'll be okay. It will be fine. Just once you get there, you know, just put some good energy around it and accept it, change your perception around it, and I see that you'll be fine. It's just that I see all this beforehand stuff that's getting to you. But once you're there, you'll be good.
Yeah. So I won't hate it or won't regret it.
You know, you won't hate it. You'll acclimate to it, and you'll actually enjoy it after a while. It's just going to take you a little bit to get there, I guess, in your mind. But
mm-hmm.
I see that it's going to be a good move. I see that it's going to, good things are going to happen to you there, some different things. There'll be a different energy, some life-changing things that will happen to you there. So, yeah, I see that. Just embrace it.
Then do you think then I'll move back to, or I'll stay there for very long, or?
I don't know. I mean, I'm saying that you might be there for 4 or 5 years. Yeah, but there's going to be things that happen or change for you there that will make you want to stay there, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
But you know, we all have free will, so you can choose what you want to do.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you choose that, that's the path I see taking.
Is that the better path?
Cool.
Than staying? Yes.
Hello, 440. I apologize. 440, you're on in just a few minutes. Lori, we've got a few minutes left.
Oh,
we're giving each one a turn.
Okay.
I just, no, you're okay, Lori.
All right.
I the button let him through, and sometimes our phone don't do it, so I have to go a little bit ahead. But, Lori, I apologize. How are you, 440?
Oh, don't worry. Okay. Thank you.
You're
welcome, Lori. Thank you for calling. 440, I apologize. We're kind of, like I said, here. How are you? You're on live, obviously, with me and our wonderful Dina Flanagan. How are you?
Good, Jethro. Hi, Dina. This is Tony.
Hi.
I'm calling from Cleveland. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
My question is about career work. Wanted to see what you saw in my future. Trying to make a transition. Don't know how things are going to work out.
Mm. Yeah. I feel like you're already. Are you getting? Did you just get a promotion?
No, I'd been out of work since the end of July and just started working last week.
Just last week, because I feel like you're going to go higher. That's what they're showing me. Go higher.
Well, just so you know, that's exactly what I've been getting told by other psychics. So you're on.
yeah. No. So I feel it's good, and I feel like you're like Were you a boss before?
I was in a supervisory position, but
yeah.
I've switched careers since the time that I was. I'm a machinist now, so. Maybe that's a position that's in my future. I don't know. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, what I'm seeing is that you have boss quality, you know, like supervisor quality, management quality. That's what they're showing me. So a leadership, basically, leadership quality. So you're going to go far fast, whether it's this job or a different one you choose to take. I see you as being a leader in whatever job it is you take, but this is good. You're going to go up and up is what I'm seeing, higher and higher, up and up. And you're going to be very good at it, and it's good. I see a lot of good things happening there. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Do you see? I guess I'm looking for specifics. You see any time frame, and do you see it as a? It's going to be probably with another company.
You mean this job I'm talking about?
Yeah, the better one with the super.
The better one. the management type of thing. Yeah. So the one you're taking now is the machinist job, correct?
Right. I kind of want to stay in the machining end.
I do see you staying within the field, but I see it. I don't know if I see you going to a higher position or running a place or a leadership. So therefore, this might be just a stepping stone, this job, I guess. And then you're going to go take, and you're going to fly with it. You're going to take off from there, and that will be within 2 years. That you're going to go to this much higher, you know, higher and higher. You're going to take off with it. That's what they're showing me.
Gotcha. Okay, so yeah. I guess I'm going to be staying put this job for a little bit.
Well, that's not necessarily what they're saying. You can, but I see something clicking or something happening or opening up so that you can take it further. So whether it's there or going off to something, I'm not sure, but you will be taking it further.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Tony. And we are going to take just a sec. I know all of you guys are really having it, and it's not that me and Dina don't want to talk to you. It's that the phones won't let us. We do have quite a few of you waiting. We know it's going to be, as it always is, Psyche's Gone Wild. Dina, one of the things we had sent in, and we have this really good question, is the person has read your energy. They sense that you are a little secretive sometimes, but that you really like and take pride in honesty. Is this true? I'm doing this as my own psychic studies. Is this a true reading of your energy?
Of my energy? I'm kind of I don't know if it's secretive. It's private, I guess. And that's true, and I am very honest. I'm honest to a fault, extremely honest. And, yes, for sure. Yes, I do have this private side, and I'm very, very, very honest.
Very good.
And kind of shy, but not really shy. I'm Natalie, very outgoing.
Natalie, you're right on, and that was very cool. Thank you for taking the time to write us on the email. We also have a Skype person here that has wrote me and is asking, actually typed me, thank you. They have typed me, and they're typing and asking, really, they had noticed when we were talking before, did you heal first, or did you do psychic, or did both gifts come to you? Because you're very gifted, Dina, and we just love listening in to you on Wednesday nights from Amarillo.
I was born with the psychic ability. I did not know about the healing ability till later. So I guess psychic came first, but when it came time to using them and crafting them both in my 20s, they both came simultaneously, hand in hand, and I used them both at the same time. So psychic came first, but when it came time to using them and recognizing them, it was the same time.
Oh, very good. There you have it. We're going back here to New York. We've got Psychic Jethro is supposed to be calling me soon. Okay. All right. Well, I will call you soon, New York. If you have a reading scheduled with me, the best way to do it is through the emails. In my defense today, I did have the computer down, so I do know that I have a very busy schedule. So I will be calling you soon. Obviously, you're on my schedule, so thank you for taking that time to write me. You made me a little scared there. The last person that kind of kept an eye on me like that ended up trying to scare me, so don't do that. But this is Psychic Jethro. We're having fun, and this is Dina Flanagan, and together we're going to make some fun of going wild. The next person on the phone is 575. You're live. 575, the phones let you in. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jethro. It's Melissa Bryan. How you doing, hon?
Oh, I'm really glad, and I'm excited. We were looking with you to have you on the show. We're going to look at having you on tomorrow, and I'm just so excited.
Tomorrow, okay.
Can you promote us about your book and talk to us for a few minutes? It's me and you and Dina, and we've got a ton of people, and you were just so gifted. Tell us about your book.
Yeah, well, what my book is generally, that it is all of my experiences throughout my entire life to this point, 112 so far and growing. I may do like one more revision to kind of get everybody in, and then it should be pretty much all finished. unless I decide to do more. And Spirit says, all right, more, you know. And which generally any more, lately they've been getting on my nerves.
Well, we got to
keep
them.
But they know I love them anyway. I'm crazy about them. Yeah, you guys know that.
And we got to tell everybody who this is. Those of you who don't know and got to tune in tomorrow, this is Melissa Bryant. She is our Ghostbuster, very phenomenal, paranormal, New Mexico, lovely and good friend, and has been on the show before. She has repeatedly helped different people and very gifted. She is going to be on tomorrow night. She's got her first book out there. We're all promoting it. And I apologize, Melissa, because I know I'm feeling what you've got. You thought you were on tonight, and it's me. I had an email. I've got, and I'm having a system. Dean is also going to spank me at a later date. You two can do this together. Dina was supposed to have her stuff ready. I got to her tonight, and she's like, you know, what time am I on, Jethro? And it's like, we are psychic, and obviously, we're always on at 8 p.m., but what's been happening, you guys, and I apologize, there's no excuse for it, but I am writing another book, two books at the same time. I've also got repeatedly selling the book, and no more excuses. I've Psychic's Gone Wild does get what limited time I have left. I apologize to you ladies. I welcome you, Melissa, and I look forward to you tomorrow night. And tomorrow
okay.
night you will be here.
And
I quickly
yeah,
tell
it's all of
name.
My experiences over my whole life. It's everything I've witnessed, experienced, had contact with. Everything. It's written like in a series of short stories, so it's really very readable.
Well, that's very good, and I have photos.
I have everything in there. It's really cool.
That's what we're looking for, and I've already heard from other people how great it is, and it's on Amazon.com, and you got some really cool photos. Melissa's really kind of shy, and I'm just telling all this about her, but what you guys are going to love about this, Melissa, is we welcome you. I'm going to keep rolling on. We've got about 8 minutes, and I apologize.
Okay, I'll let you go, hon. Bye.
Thank you, Melissa. We have everybody. I'm in trouble. And I also got one more Skype of, yes, I am eating sunflower seeds. Quit nagging me. I have some people teasing me from Brooklyn. They said that they can hear me. And what was I eating the last time they saw me on Facebook? It was a peach pie. It was my birthday present. Okay? So they're like, I have everyone teasing me. And we're going to go right into, we've got 865. You're on live. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I thank you. I apologize. We have had a little wildness here, and me and Dean are on, still trying to help you before the phone says no more.
Thank you. I was wondering, I'm living in Knoxville right now. Will I ever sell the house that I own in Georgia?
You will, but it's going to take a little bit longer.
Okay.
I feel like there's still a few more things that need to be done to it. It's true. To make it sellable.
Probably.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like this, if you just fix a few things on it, it will make it more sellable. And I'm feeling like you'll probably be better off in about seven or eight months, I'm feeling like it'll be more promising. Once you
okay.
can fix these few things in about 7 or 8 months, you're going to have some bites on it. But they're going to offer you less than what you have it out for. So you have to decide if that's worth it to you,
right.
you know, just to get out of it, because I'm feeling like you, at some point you just want to get out of it. You
yeah,
know.
We haven't lived in it for 4 years, so.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so fix it up. Fix a few more things up. I mean, without it costing you way too much money.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm feeling like these things you can fix are more about labor rather than money. You know, that's what I'm feeling. So outside and inside is what they're saying. So do that, and in about 7 months, there's going to be probably two offers, and they're not going to be exactly what you want, but I would consider taking them is what I would do, because I think it's workable, like you've come to some agreement.
Right.
Yeah, but that's how you will, that's what I'm saying to you, if you do those things.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, ma'am, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being patient. I laugh at those of you who are down to get in the last. I've had quite a few that I do apologize to anyone on the 773-897-6461. If you do get bumped off or you do go to the point, we're getting down to the last 5 minutes. We're going to grab somebody. Me and Dina always get all of you guys. I know that you guys are yelling at me, but tonight we are going to have to close right at the time again. I love you. We love you. Get a hold of us at www.psychicsgonewild.com to get that reading. Get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net. And Dina, tell them one more time how to get a hold of you.
You can call me at 207-752-1399, or you can email me at essenceot@aol.com or psychichealer11@gmail.com.
And we love you guys, and I always tell you, it's just like I was in a restaurant. It's getting that time of night. Me and Dina have worked real hard. We're all sweaty. We have that lovely look in our eye that we want to tug you by the arm and lead you to the door. Now, please don't make us serve you pie, because you might just get it. No, I'm teasing you guys. Come on. We got it, 702. How are you? You know we love you. How are you, 702?
Jethro?
Yes.
Hi, it's Jan.
Rock on. This is our great poetress. And there is a word, it's very seldomly used. Poetress is a female poet, and she is on our site, psychicsgonewild.com. Jan, what do you need and want?
Oh, thank you very much for all those kind words. I really appreciate it. Well, I can't say the names because she asked me not to, so I'm just kind of just say if it's possible for you to feel it out, or Dina, either one of you. We have a family member that's in a little crisis right now, and it's kind of a big crisis. And this person is having a bipolar experience, and we don't know when they might be coming home, if they are coming home, and hopefully they will be. If they're in danger, where they are they coming home, are they in a car accident, are they out and about, are they coming to my house? Sometimes this person will come to my house here in Vegas because they feel safe here sometimes, and that's fine with me. I don't mind at all. Are you able to detect anything without me giving a name?
Now, is this person had bouts of this before?
Yes.
Yeah,
and I've dealt with them before, and we've done a lot of things with this, and they are such a beautiful person, and it's just such a tragedy because, oh, God.
Well, the thing is, what I'm feeling is this person is highly spiritual and had a kundalini experience, and that was part of what happened. They could not handle it, and that's the bipolar and the whatnot, well, what people think is bipolar.
Yeah.
Yes, and so it's almost like people who have kundalini experiences, a lot of them are in the, like, mental institutions because they cannot handle it, to give you an example.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm feeling for this person. It's a step shy of that.
Okay.
And so they need to find someone who can, excuse me, understand this and explain it to them. And help him.
Right. He's been doing some bad things to himself, though, right now.
Right.
Like, you know, he's doing bad things to himself. He's hurting himself.
That's
is
what
he coming to my house or anything, or driving to me?
Yeah, they're one step shy of being in a mental institution is what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they need help in that form.
But we don't know where he is. Is he going
to,
are we going to find him, or is he going to be okay, or? Oh, God. We have the police. We've called the police. We've got, you know, I mean, he's on a missing person now.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of woods around him. A lot of woods around him. But,
okay.
Yeah, I feel like he's out in the woods. I feel like he's still alive. I feel like he's out in the woods and, like, he can't handle the world.
Right.
And that's where he is. He's hiding out somewhere in the woods or somewhere out in the woods. He is still alive. I feel like that I don't feel him passing. So
okay.
I feel like either when he wants to come out, he'll come out, or somebody will find him.
Okay.
What do you get anything, Jethro, on this one?
I do, and we've got about 60 seconds, so if it cuts us off,
okay,
don't take it personal, Jan. We still love you so much. They're telling me
too.
That. And they're telling me exactly what Dina said. They're telling me that there's going to be some other energy happen there. And I do see that you guys are going to have to, it's like there's some other surge. They keep showing me that as this starts to go through, you're going to do this with the guides, and they're going to make sure that the other parts happen. I also get a little worried about you, Jen. I'm picking up that you're doing too much eye strain. I'm going to get on you if you don't start taking care of you. You know we love you.
Okay.
I can feel you're doing a little bit. I can feel that happening. They said to do a little bit of meditation, little smooth energies where your temples are, doing clockwise motions, vibration, and do that, feel that a little bit. It'll also help the back of your head, right, the pineal gland, right where your neck and your head, do the same thing clockwise. And feel it. And I do feel that. And I thank you guys. Gina, I love you. We'll see you next Wednesday. All you guys all came on. We're going to do that. Remember to listen to Keith's song. That was beautiful. Him and Woody's phenomenal. I Gotcha. It'll be on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. So will I. And hopefully, Melissa Byron, if I didn't make her mad, sorry. We'll talk to you then. Love everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.